from the top of Sacalobra in Mallorca.
Welcome to the GCN show. Coming up this week, we're discussing if cycling is an attractive hobby. We also have news that Pidcock will be riding Pinarellos in 2025, Pagaccia's new aero bike, and much more.
Si and Dan are away on a top secret mission in Spain, so you've got the pleasure of us.
This could be a disaster.
It's going to be great.
So, a study was recently published which ranked different hobbies as either attractive or unattractive to women. And as cyclists, we understandably were interested to see how our passion ranked alongside the likes of swimming, bodybuilding, fencing, crypto, Dungeons and Dragons, comic books, and archery.
Yeah, so we are going to tell you. We also are going to hit the streets of Bath to see what the public think. But first, what did the survey say?
Well, unfortunately, of the 74 hobbies that were listed, cycling didn't even make the top 15.
But it did do okay though, right?
So it was listed under the catch-all term bicycles, right? And 76.4% of women said that it's an attractive hobby, right? Which actually places it above bodybuilding.
Really?
Which was 73%. So how are you going to break that to your mate, the giant?
He's a bit bigger than me, so I might just hold off telling him.
You're officially more attractive than the giant.
And he's got better teeth than me.
Anyway, thankfully, it also placed much higher than crypto, Dungeons and Dragons, and comic books, which alongside cigars, porn, gambling, clubbing, and the manosphere were listed among the least attractive hobbies.
Understandable, I guess.
Yeah.
But so, what is manosphere?
I thought you would win that. It's Joe Rogan podcasts, Jordan Peterson,
right.
Andrew Tate. If you're into all that stuff, manosphere, least attractive.
Okay, I can kind of understand that, actually. Yeah. Oh, and if you're currently arguing in the comments about all this, you should also know that. That is one of the most unattractive hobbies too. Arguing online was the second most unattractive hobby.
Yeah, but 4.3% of women did say that that was attractive, though.
Really?
Yeah, so there is, I mean, if you ever needed proof that there's someone for everyone.
There is.
There you go.
Yeah. It's not all good news, though, for us Lycra-loving peddlers, though. Swimming was voted the most attractive sport. 93%.
Yeah.
And cycling actually places below a lot of sports, including archery.
And horse riding.
Yeah.
But to find out for ourselves, to find out exactly where cycling sits, we sent Hank and a microphone out onto the mean streets of Bath. What could possibly go wrong?
This is my favourite thing to do. Hitting the public with some interesting questions.
Right, we're out to find out if cycling is an attractive hobby. And I've got the three most attractive people I know. Do you reckon mammals in Lycra, would you say, is an attractive sport?
No.
No. Guys, do you think cycling is an attractive sport?
No.
Excuse me, can I ask you a really quick question? Do you reckon cycling is an attractive sport?
No.
No. We're asking people if cycling is an attractive sport.
No.
No. What sport? Why not?
The outfit.
Yeah, it is the Lycra, isn't it?
Yeah.
What would you say is an attractive sport then?
Football.
Three men in Lycra. Not attractive?
I think it is.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
My dad does cycling, so I feel like I have to be a bit biased.
Yeah, so they would. Yes.
Better than like football or swimming or boxing?
Not sure about better.
Yeah, it wouldn't be cycling.
It wouldn't. What would it be?
Boxing. It's the outfit.
It's the outfit.
It is the outfit. And also, what are they doing? That's not. You're not helping with the image, I'm not going to lie.
Right. It's the models, I think.
Yeah.
Guys, appreciate it.
Do you know what?
I'm
not buying this, right? I think the thing is, I think this is rubbish. Because I think a lot of this is based around people's like imagination of in their imagination what they think a hobby looks like, right? So cycling, it's associated with middle-aged men in lycra, of which Mumbles. Technically we both are that.
Correct.
Right? But like for like archery, for example, people in their imagination, they're thinking like hot Robin Hood, when in reality, it's just nerds with one massive arm. And then, like horse riding, people are thinking, oh, Steve McQueen and Poldark, you know about him. When in reality, it's not sexy men on horses. It's like 50-kilogram jockeys in silk who spend 90% of their time shoveling horse manure. Like, yeah. No.
I do kind of get what you mean, but we want to know your thoughts. And we genuinely can't wait to hear them. Ultimately, I think any study like this is going to have limitations. And if you're passionate about something and it makes you happy and healthy, it gets kind of attractive to me.
Me too. I agree. I mean, having a passion is what it's great, isn't it? 100%. Whatever it is. But if you're wondering what the most attractive hobby, according to this survey,
what's that?
Well, it's not good use for
what do you mean?
For you, mate. Sorry.
Really?
It was reading.
Reading.
Yeah. And, well, if you want to be more attractive, well, we have some great books in the shop.globalcyclingnetwork, whether you want to learn about ultra-endurance rides or bike maintenance or nutrition, we've got you covered. And you get to support the channel at the same time.
Perfect. Seamless.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, I thought it was good. Yeah.
And now it's time for Cycling Shorts.
Cycling Shorts now, and following on, our look at whether cycling is attractive, we'll start with the BBC News. According to the BBC, being a successful male cyclist isn't that popular anymore in their annual Sports Personality of the Year contest, which in the past has seen likes like Geraint Thomas win, Bradley Wiggins, Chris Hoy. They have failed to mention, yes, our very own Mark Cavendish, despite him beating Eddie Merckx's stage win record.
Yeah, which is a massive achievement.
Massive.
Do you know who was nominated, though?
Go on.
Luke Littler, the darts player, right?
I mean, he is pretty good.
Who didn't even win, though. He was second, right? First loser. And darts is not a sport.
You absolutely cannot say that.
Look, right, I've got a clear definition of what a sport is, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have to change your footwear, it's not a sport.
I've never heard that before, but I may use it.
It's true, though.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, Cav did win it in 2011, which shows how long he was performing at the very, very top level. But to me, it was more shocking that Tadej Pogacar didn't even get nominated in the Global Award, despite having arguably the best year on a bike by any male cyclist ever. But, however, Paralympian Sarah Storey did make the UK shortlist after claiming her 30th Paralympic medal.
Yeah,
insane.
She also has 39 cycling world titles, something which
he might struggle.
Might even struggle to achieve.
Mm.
Talking of Tadej,
yeah.
Have you seen the official shots of the new Colnago bike that he's been going to be riding?
I have. Year? I had a feeling you were going to bring this up.
Yeah?
You don't like it, do you?
No, I do.
Do
I
you?
Think it looks great, yeah.
I'm a traditionalist, mate.
Really?
I can see what they've done. They've taken up from the rear chainstay, followed that line. It's more aero.
Well, I can see what they've done as well. I just look at it.
Do you rate it?
Well, I mean, we'll be having a close look at it in the tech show on Thursday. It's the new Y1 RS. Mm. It's pretty out there.
It's very out there.
But I think they wouldn't have made it look that wild unless it was for good reason. There is also a white paper that's out on it. I've not had a good look at that yet, but I've heard good things. And Colnago are certainly saying that it's very, very, very fast. But of course they would. They're not going to bring out a new bike
that's
slow. Yeah.
No, it is pretty wild, I have to say.
I'm sure there's good reasons for the design choices they've made.
100%. Yeah, it's certainly a long way from the modern classic steel Novo bike Alex looked at a couple of weeks ago, isn't it?
Yeah. In other news, it looks like the Pidcock Ineos Cummings soap opera has finally settled. What do you make of all that?
I mean, it's been a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I like how Pidcock, he's got this kind of hero villain style where he doesn't really care what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's good enough to be able to choose his battles. But it's going to be very interesting to see what he can do with a second tier team.
Yeah. It feels like, Ineos are the sort of losers.
Yeah.
It feels like, from the outside, that Cummings and Pidcock, fallen out, and now Ineos has lost both of them.
Which isn't ideal.
No, not at all, no. The bike situation, though, is pretty interesting. So Q36.5, sponsored by Scott, and it appears that Pidcock is going to be riding Scott on the road, and the team are going to continue to be sponsored by Scott through the 2025 season. However, it has just been announced that he will be riding Pinarello's for all of his off-road racing, so mountain bike and cross, for the next 3 years.
Yeah, because he did actually start developing that mountain bike and that cross bike with Pinarello's. So you can kind of see how...
The brand has invested a lot in him.
Exactly, you can kind of see how that's gone over. So it's really interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, we suspect that this is all part of a wider plan, because the owner of Q36.5 also owns Pinarello. So we wouldn't be surprised if the team switches to Pinarello once the Scott deal ends.
I've got to say, that's going to be the plan.
Yeah, 100%. All right, cool. Well, next up, there's a story that I feel might not be super relevant for you.
Why?
You know, living in the country and all that. Yeah. But it is good news for urban cycling homeowners, because a new study looking at cycling infrastructure in Manchester, has found that homes closer to cycle networks and bike paths are worth more, up to 8% more than those a kilometre or more away.
Really? So despite some of the more vocal local residents describing the cycle lane scheme as a massive waste of money, the ones who are actually threatening to move out in protest would actually be quids in.
Yeah. Yeah, and it seems that it's a win all round. Mm. And the academics who carried out the study, Erez Yerushalami and David Hearn, researchers in business and economics at Birmingham City University and the University of Birmingham, put forward a pretty convincing argument that their findings suggest an unmet demand for bicycling infrastructure, one that property developers and policymakers are not yet aware of. I reckon you should bang in a bike path next to Chavanage House.
You know what? I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
They might want to add a secure bike park to the list of infrastructure, though. I saw a story over the weekend of a British guy who returned home after completing nearly 4,000-mile bike tour across Europe, riding to Turkey and back, only to have his bike stolen, belongings stolen, when he stopped for a bowl of noodles in Brighton.
Gutted.
You travelled that far.
I saw that. And he's, gutted. Well, he's a fellow Yorkshireman. Like me. And, he'd locked his bike up as well before he'd gone to get, you know, some food. And the sad thing is that he'd set out on this ride following the death of his wife. And he'd packed in his bike packing bags that he had on there. He had some items that belonged to her.
That's so sad.
It's awful, isn't it? I really hate hearing stories like this.
It's the worst. Having a bike stolen is a terrible feeling. And when you lose valued possessions at the same time, it kind of makes it feel even worse. It's like a nail in the coffin, isn't it?
Yeah, here's hoping that he manages to get them back. But bike theft is something that we'll be posting a video about in the next few weeks. Mm. Si has been busy with this. He's been researching it and uncovered some extraordinary stories. So make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss that one.
You don't want
it. It is going to be a good video.
Yeah. Before we get to hack... Before we get to hack forward slash bodge of the week, we've got a competition running.
That's right. Your chance to win a Wahoo Element Ace head unit. This competition is running till the 13th of December. And if you'd like to be in with the chance of winning one, then simply click on the link in the description below. That'll take you to our giveaways page. It's completely free to enter, although terms and conditions do apply.
Yes. God, you did that well.
Thanks, Ben.
Right, now time for hack forward slash bodge of the week. Time to get my laptop.
Right. First up, here is a Christmas tree that's been made by having sprockets and chains fused together.
Brilliant. I absolutely love when people get creative with bike parts.
I also say it's been made by a mechanic at a local bike shop.
I can definitely see that.
That doesn't like GCN.
What?
I know. Right. Yeah. Well, what are we thinking of this GCN disliking... mechanics Christmas tree.
It was a hack, and now I'm afraid it's a bodge.
I think it's cool. I think a Christmas tree made from old bike parts.
It's very cool, isn't it?
That's very. It's good. It's nothing says I'm a cyclist. I think that is a. I think that's a hack.
I actually could see you with a tree like that.
Yeah. What?
In your bedroom.
Cool. Thanks.
And Ollie, I know Alex will come and wax it for you.
Merry Christmas, everybody. next, and that was from Ali Hunt. Next, we've got Camille.
Yeah.
Who says, I needed a tray on my indoor trainer to hold my phone, earphones and treats while riding. So I bought a plastic tray from a local shop for 50p. That's about 60 cents. And used some Garmin adapters that I had lying around in a drawer. It worked out nicely and it was functional. What do you make of that?
Oh, I'm allergic to Yoli. That is actually genius. I'm going to say hack 100%.
That is a hack, isn't it? Yeah. It's really neat. It looks really neat.
No, I love that. Right, a little bit more kind of techie, this one, from Matt Hancock.
Do you reckon it's the Matt Hancock?
Probably not.
Former health secretary, Matt Hancock.
Probably not.
No.
No.
Disgraced.
If it was Jeremy Vine, it might be, but probably not. Anyway, I broke a crank BB axle bolt on a 12-hour mountain bike ride down here in New Zealand. We fashioned this timber upgrade that lasted an impressive 20 kilometres. From then on, it was one pedalling, walking and scooting for 25k. To be fair, that's pretty blimmin' good.
For like 20k?
Yeah.
That's pretty MacGyver, isn't it?
That's 100%. Is that a bodge or a hack, though? Because it didn't last. It's a bodge.
It's a
bodge because...
It's a bodge, yeah.
It's a bodge. I mean, it's great.
But you were forced to bodge.
Yeah.
It was a good bodge.
It's a great bodge.
But it's a bodge.
It's a bodge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you did it with really hard wood, it might have lasted a little bit longer.
You suggested they used the wrong kind of wood.
Why looks like softwood?
Yeah. It depends on what kind of forest they're in, I guess.
Yeah, true. Pine wood.
Next up, we have Stephen Lappin, who says, I recently fitted a lovely set of Hunt Carbon wheels to my Bianchi Sprint. But I soon encountered a problem when the threadless valve on my Pirelli TPU tubes was narrower than the valve hole in the rim. Thus, I encountered the torturous noise of valve rattle.
Yeah, it's like that.
One of the worst, right? And so, he had the ingenious idea to wrap a lightweight elastic band around the valve. And adjacent spoke, hence securing it in place.
Results.
What do you make of that?
Brilliant.
No.
It's a bodge, it's brilliant.
No, because you know what you could have done?
What?
I mean, there's loads of things you can do.
Just put a bit of tape on it.
Bit of black electrical tape. And then that just stops it rattling. And it looks neater. That looks pants. Even though it is an alleged lightweight elastic band. That's
pretty good, I think.
It's a bodge.
It's a bodge. It's a bodge. That is all we've got time for in hack / bodge of the week. Make sure you get your hacking bodges uploaded so you can be featured on next week's show. See you next time. Caption competition. Now it's the time of the show where we pick a picture, you guys find a witty caption and put it in the comments and then we get to pick it. This week, we gave you this photo. Now this is of a cyclocross race and it... was won in Ireland of Senna Ramajan.
Ramajan? That'll do, yeah.
Senna Ramajan. In the under 23 race, who came off, unfortunately, but it did give us a great picture. You all got really excited in the comments section below. We loved it. And roughly correct, got this witty caption. Not a super nice. You're obviously gone to a lot of trouble, but you should have used a shadow stand.
Yeah, should have done. And it is.
Would have been slightly easier.
I mean, it's probably just the ultimate jaunty angle, that one, isn't it? Well, up this week, we've got this photo, which is from the Decathlon Agir d'Isère La Mondiale team presentation. And it's a picture of Antoine Lehote and Benoît Cosnefroy. I've got one.
Go on.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
No, mate, delete cycling. You want to put reading and swimming on your Tinder profile.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so I tied it into the... See what I did?
It's funny, I've already done
that. I tied it into the talking point.
I can see that. Clegger. Worth a like. Right, moving on. I hope you guys have got a better caption than that and get it in the comments so we can read out for next week's show. Moving on, very swiftly, we have had a whole host of great content going over the last week. And we thought we'd show and share some of your comments. First up, what's it like to ride super wide road tyres? We had a load of comments on that one. 30, 32 are probably best best of both worlds, which is kind of true.
Mm.
Tom Hassan says, the excitement I get when GCN drop a new video about tyres is quite ridiculous.
They do. They are popular. People love seeing stuff about tyres.
I actually brought out the first video. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Anyway, John Strack says, I remember testers running an 18mm telling me that 20mm would never catch on. And look at us now. We're riding 32s. 34s.
40s in Connorsford.
40s.
Nuts. We also had some comments under Connor's video from where he went bikepacking in Utah.
Yeah.
Which he said to me was the best place he's ever been bikepacking. I think it's really underrated.
Also, I just take my hat off to Ian Boswell for going around, because you know what it's like.
What, with Connor?
With Connor, it's a nightmare. He goes on, he has an idea in his head, but his legs can never back up his head.
Are you saying that he bonks every time?
Every time. But we love him for it. We do love him for it. If you haven't seen that video, do check that out.
Yeah, Rock MTH said, being from Utah, this was fun to watch. I've been riding all over this area for 35 years. The camera does not capture how spectacular it really is, and it does look blooming amazing in the video if you've not seen it. That last climb is truly a grind. I've done it multiple times. The first rule is never go off-road in the rain. The mud is worse than anything you've experienced. The first day I thought, oh no, don't go. There you go. Are you ready? I'm hoping you would just jump on the next one.
Oh, sorry. I was getting too excited about what's coming next. Okay. Derek Nally.
Got there in the end.
Derek Nally.
Yeah.
Have you seen...
You need to take up reading.
Have you seen Harry Potter when he goes, Diagon Alley? It's like that. Derek Nally.
Mm.
Okay, cool. Moving on. Never change your idea of a good time, Connor. The wildest stories and best adventures come from getting into situations you wouldn't want to be in, but then getting out of them in fair condition. I'd go on a crazy ride with you any day. Well, I think, Derek Nally, I think Connor's going to take you up on that, because he's not going to have many friends left.
I'd go on a ride with Connor any day.
I would too.
Connor's a great guy.
He's a great guy. We do love him, but I do like to give him a little bit of it.
He does bonk a lot.
Right, what's coming up?
I don't know. We need to look.
I've not even...
Have you had a look?
I've had a look.
What is coming up?
All right.
Wednesday.
Nothing.
Nothing on Wednesday. Thursday, what's coming up?
Training session with Little Trek.
What's coming up for Friday?
Nothing.
Nothing Friday. Saturday, what's coming up?
A very angry problem.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. It's Connor, right? And he's looking. He's not bonking. There's no bonking, though. He's looking at the anger and the animosity between drivers and cyclists.
Which is a big...
It's good. It's good. He's done a good job. And what's coming up Sunday?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I know. I just want to save it. I'm riding a penny farthing.
He's riding a penny farthing. Right. There you go. Mega. I hope you've enjoyed the show.
No, we're going to have to redo all that.
That's brilliant. You got to keep it in like that.
We can't.
We can. That's good.
Hope you enjoyed this week's show with Ollie and Hank, and we'll see you in the next one.
I don't think we're going to be allowed back.
Probably not.
Anyway, love you. Bye.
Bye.